Okay, so I will just get started. I think I'll just make a start on a brief introduction, and then we can go through the schedule and get started with each of the panelists. I think
Hi,
if
Dorothy.
John and Anna join us, which I know Anna's dialed in, so hopefully she can
Hi,
just
Dorothy.
join the panelists. But hopefully we're joined by John as well.
Yes, here we
So just
go.
to let everyone know who's joined us today. Obviously, all of our panelists know who the PY is, hopefully. But I think just for all the crew that have dialed in, just to say thank you to everyone joining us today. We've been running a series of webinars since we were all in lockdown. And I think we found it a really great space to connect a lot of important companies and organizations within the industry. But I think it's also a really great space to give crew an update. So thank you everyone for joining us today. Just to give everyone a brief overview, if you haven't heard of the PYA, we're a not-for-profit organization. Our head office is in Antibes in France, but we offer services to crew worldwide. So no matter where you are in the world, wherever you're cruising, you can give our office a call. We primarily help crew with sea service verification, assistance with certification, and advice on careers and any onboard issues, really. So yeah, that's sort of the PYA in a nutshell. We provide assistance on a load of topics, and I will send a link to everyone in the chat to our website so you can have a further look. We're happy to chat to everyone if you give us a call, but we do operate on a membership basis. So for a small yearly fee, you can become a member of the PYA and get access to all those services. And obviously, a lot of the advice we give is one-to-one. So that's a really big benefit of our organization that we can offer personalized advice to crew, because I know sometimes crew often find it difficult to adjust sort of blanket advice to their unique situation. So that's just the PYA in a nutshell. Kathy, it's great to see you. I can see we can see you
Yeah.
straight up now.
Thank
Just checking. So we've also got Anna who's joined us. So great to see you, Anna. So what I'll do is I'll just go through our schedule and introduce all of the panelists for today. So I'm going to share my screen. So hopefully everyone can see that. So just starting at the top. So we're expecting John to join us. Hopefully he joins us throughout the webinar. So what we'll do is we'll just move John to the bottom, and we'll start with you, Kathy, from Antibes Ship Training. So yeah, obviously Antibes Ship Training was previously known as Titan Fleet, but now you guys are known as Antibes Ship Training, specifically for the training courses. Is that right, Kathy?
Yeah, that's correct. Yes, I was just going to do a brief introduction about this.
Okay,
So,
perfect.
good afternoon, everybody. And first of all,
Sorry, Kathy. I'll just run through the schedule very quickly, and then I'll hand
okay.
over to you. Sorry.
No problem.
Then after you, Kathy, we'll have Anna Percival-Harris, who's the managing director from JPMA, also known as Hoy Lake Sailing School in the UK. And then we'll move on to we've got a couple of representatives from Wasash Academy. So we've got Lars. I know Lars, you've joined us. Adrian and it's Suzanne. Is that right? Brilliant. And then we'll go on to Joey Mean from IRME Guest, who will give us an overview of all the guest training that's going on at the moment. And then hopefully we'll end off with John Wyborn from Blue Water Training. So that's our schedule in a nutshell. And at the end, what we'll do is we'll run through any questions that have been asked in the chat. So anybody who's joined us, please feel free to send questions directly to our panelists in the chat. If you want to, panelists, if you want to respond in the chat, feel free to do so. But we'll run through all those questions at the end as well, so we can chat through those with everybody. I'll just hand over to you, Kathy, from Antibes Ship Training.
Okay. Okay, so good afternoon, everybody. First of all, I would like to thank the PYA to invite us. Briefly, for those who knew us before as Titan Fleet Training, we are now part of Antibes Ship, Antipship is an established company specialized in yacht supplies, water toys, and now providing crew training. So we have a new location. We are across the, just across the Port Vauban on the Boulevard d'Aiguillon. We are still running our courses from Golf Juan, and we've kept the same team and the same instructors and the same staff. We have a new website now with an easy online booking access, which is called yachtcrewtraining.com. So that's just to put things into perspective. So regarding our course offer, we provide mainly basic qualifications for entry-level crew, such as RYA powerboat level twos, jet ski courses, day skippers. We also are guest accredited, and we run the introduction, guest introduction courses. Regarding, we have also a focus right now on the entry level packs. We work with our partner, Seascott Maritime, and we offer basic safety training with combined with powerboats or jet skis, so we can prepare the entry level crew to come into the industry. Antipship training has been open since the end of lockdown in France, since the 11th of May, and we've been running mainly with our local instructors. Regarding the health situation, the COVID-19 in France, we have adapted to the situation, and we are following obviously the strictly the French government guidelines during our courses. As part of the measures, we are limiting the attendees to our courses to 4 students. And we've put in place all the social distancing within the classrooms. We supply hand sanitizer at the entrance of the classrooms, soap, disposable mask, which is a new requirement since Monday. And obviously we do regular cleaning, disinfection of the premises, desk, chairs, door handles, and common areas. Just to provide, you know, the best health possible for everybody. What can we say is that for the future, as everybody is, it's a bit of a question mark for us, but we look forward to offer the whole range of courses that we normally do, meaning the Yacht Master offshores that we had to cut down because our examiners and trainers normally come from the UK, so we've stopped that, but we will be resuming those courses in September. We're also hoping to run the guest courses that we had to interrupt for during the period because our main instructor as well is based in the UK. But we're hoping for the best, and and we're here now, we're in Antibes, and we look forward to host, you know, the students in our new place.
Brilliant. So thank you, Kathy. Thanks for that update. It's really good to hear that you guys have managed to continue and get back to operation following, you know, the opening date in France after the lockdown. So yeah, it's great to hear that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Brilliant. Okay, so what I will do is I'll move on to Anna from JPMA. John, I can see that you've joined us, so welcome to John from Bluewater. John, what we'll do is we'll end off with you after, I think, our last on the list is Joey. So after Joey, we'll hand over to you. Perfect. Okay, over to you, Anna.
Hi, I'm Anna Percival Harris, Managing Director of JPMA. We're based in the UK. We're about half an hour from Liverpool, about an hour from Manchester. We run both deck and engineering courses. Please excuse me if you can hear my children in the background. I have 3 children and they're very loud. we've been operating for nearly 25 years in the UK. So we run oral prep as well as the written courses for all the SV engineering, the yacht engineering, and the OOW and master for the deck side. So yeah, in the end of March, we had to close our building down because of the work from home guidance from the UK government. It took us a few weeks, but we got most of our admin staff were working from home to keep all the students updated with what was going on. The MCA were changing what they were doing on a regular basis. So, well, they weren't changing, though they were trying to work out what they were doing. So we were keeping everyone up to date with that. We got accreditation to run our engineering modules online. So what we're currently doing, all the small vessel and yacht modules that we run day 1 to 4 online. And then once we're able to, we invite the students to come to the UK to do day 5. We are now able to do that because we've had our quarantine restrictions lifted. So we're now starting to book dates with our students who've done days 1 to 4 so they can come and do day 5 with us, which is a bit logistical nightmare, but at least people get their exams done. The MCA took their oral exams online a few weeks ago, so we've been doing oral prep online, which a lot of the students love. Some would prefer the classroom courses, but we're lucky that we're able to provide oral prep. There's a lot of people waiting for jobs and stuff like that, so the orals were a large part of what they were waiting for. I'm busy. We're going to be back in the classroom from the 17th of August. We have set a date. We're going to be running the 3 modules that you would need for Y4 or second engineer SV. And so we're currently doing risk assessments for the building. We've actually been in today. There's going to be lots of arrows on the floors. There's going to be indoors, outdoors. Students are going to be kept in a bubble. I based a lot of it on what my children have gone back to school. They've been kept in bubbles. So we provide refreshments for our students, lunches, teas, coffees. That's still going to be happening, but it's going to be in a much more health and safety kind of adhering environment. We're going to continue doing our oral prep online because the MCA is still offering their oral exams online. We will continue to do that until they are back doing face-to-face orals. Because we've had very good feedback about offering the online oral prep, we are considering still offering that as an online option or a classroom option once lockdown is over. I think there's a silver lining to all this, and that the maritime industry, not just yachting, we do work boat training as well as some merchant stuff, that the maritime industry has realized what year it is and that a lot of stuff can be done virtually. So I think a lot of us will be taking away from this that we can do a lot of stuff online still. The only downside is that the written courses with the written exams on a Friday afternoon still have to be done in the classroom. Until such time that there is a robust system for doing written exams. So we will be starting those up in August again. And from September, hopefully we will have deck modules and helm courses and stuff like that going on. So that's where we're up to at the moment.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Anna. I think that was a really nice comprehensive update. And you know, great to hear that you guys are going to be opening your building in August, which is really exciting. And yeah, that's great. And please don't worry about your children interrupting you. I've had my 2-year-old daughter interrupt me constantly since COVID-19 happened. So yeah, I think it's happened to all of us.
That was my 3-year-old. I've got 5-year-old twins and a 3-year-old, and she posts me little love letters under the door when I'm working. So sorry, bad timing.
No worries. Brilliant. Okay, well, let's move on to our next panel. So next up, we've got Warsash Academy. So Lars, Suzanne, and Adrian, I'm not too sure which of you want to speak first, but feel free to go ahead.
I'll speak, Sam. Stacey. Stacey, would you be able to give me the powers of sharing the screen? Because I've got some pretty pictures of people in masks.
Yes, absolutely. So I've just given the sharing abilities to all panelists. So hopefully you can see that now.
That is brilliant. Thank you very much. And hopefully that is working.
We just see a black screen now, Lars, as you know.
Yeah, it's hopefully just coming.
Okay.
Still nothing?
Still nothing, no.
Click on it on your computer, on your screen, Lars, that might do it.
Okay. I'm really relieved that this is all streamed live on Facebook. It says PowerPoint not responding. So look, I'll just talk whilst the computer is thinking about it all. I'd like to pick up on what Anna said.
Brilliant. We can see that now.
You can see that now. That's good. I'd like to pick up on what Anna said. The COVID had certainly acted as a huge accelerator, and I think it's been an accelerator for everyone on this panel. We've put a lot of work into rejig our courses, produce tons of new digital material. I've never seen so much material being produced, but very crucially, we had a positive response from the MCA as well to allow us to do things that we haven't been able to do in the past. So there's a lot of, in a very sad situation, a lot of good coming out of it. And just to let you know, so we are open again since the 4th of July. And that is predominantly for the safety training, but also for our simulators, our engineering workshops and other specialist facilities such as the Manned Model Lake. So we that is all up and running again. The priority at the moment is for students who had booked, should have taken courses during the lockdown, and we are now clearing the backlog, but we'll very shortly be able to open that even more. Of course, it does look slightly different. So here you get a few pictures taken very recently. There is, depending on what the facility is, different measures in place, safety measures, as you would expect anywhere you go at the moment, with social distancing measures and PPE according to the activity. We've got a few courses that we are delivering purely remotely. So all the small vessel engineering courses, we are very soon going to deliver the Yacht Nav and Radar Theory part remotely as well. And then a standalone e-learning courses, we've got a cybersecurity course, and I'm in the process of just bringing the proficiency and designated security duties to the market as well. We're using two distinct VLE systems, and I put a couple of screenshots on the right. I'm really quite keen to highlight that part. It's not just, there's lots that we will learn, all of us will learn from all of this. And I'm certainly think that there's an opportunity here for more and more blended learning, for a mixture of learning remotely via digital means and on campus. And as such, we revamped the OW Unlimited programs. The October start is specific to those who have worked on superyachts and obtained their time on superyachts. That is now able to, can be done in 3 months online, 3 months on campus roughly. And I put that in red if anyone is listening to this and is a British citizen, most of our students at the moment receive very significant funding from the Slater Fund to enable them to progress towards the COC. We have, before COVID already, we have always been delivering Chief Mate Unlimited in a blended learning version anyway, and we are doing the same with senior engineering COCs. And I'm very, very, I only got 5 minutes, so that is my last slide. I would like to thank you. If you want to know more, the URL is on the bottom left. Or then just use good old Google, which will bring you to the same result. And I shall stop on sharing my screen.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Lars. Adrian and Suzanne, are you have anything to follow up on that?
I think just to say from my perspective, if anyone needs any details on things such as cybersecurity in more detail, obviously just reach out to us. It's relatively new, but the online aspect is you know, proving very positive in terms of traction and take up. So I think, as Lars alluded to earlier, the COVID situation has actually enabled us to engage a few more activities probably sooner rather than later. So just reach out to us if you've got any questions or queries in the normal manner. Here to help as always.
Just really briefly, I kind of a bit more on the ground. I'm back at Warsash. Safety training courses have resumed, and we are just getting through the backlog of cadets. But from September, the availability is open for everyone else, and still working at 50% capacity until we were told otherwise by the government, but everything's going well. Same with the simulator, and we resume at Timsbury in August. So, it's nice to be back again, even if it is slightly different.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Suzanne, Lars, and Adrian. I think your point about everything accelerating after COVID-19 to sort of online and everything, all but being the focus, I guess, this year has been to sort of adapting to the online world, I think is definitely, you know, a really important point. And I think, you know, obviously for your crew being based worldwide, I think that's a really positive thing for the industry. Brilliant. Okay, so I will hand over now to Joey Mean from IAMI Guest. Hi, Joey. What updates do you have for us?
Thank you, Stacey. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. So I'm working under the International Association of Maritime Institutions, which, if you don't know, it's a network of colleges, universities, and maritime education platforms. It's been working for over 100 years, I believe, or somewhere, all worked together for about that long. Branching overseas from being a UK-centric operation initially, working with UK Maritime Coast Guard Agency, Maritime Skills Alliance, Chamber of Shipping with the Merchant Navy Training Board and the European Union-based education platforms. And underneath the umbrella of IAMI, we have subgroups, which includes the deck navigation, engineering, the small craft training, and the maritime hospitality training. So my role within IAMI is I'm on the board of directors, but I'm also heading the interior training program under the hospitality training, which includes guests. That's part of it. Since March, really, I mean, everything obviously went into a bit of a closed down shock where schools weren't able to operate. We quickly jumped to it with the guest program, and we introduced a blended learning directive for the training schools for the advanced modules. We have a number of schools that have taken that up and successfully managed to offer online blended training for the interior crews, who were a lot of them stuck on board boats, and it gave them a chance to upskill and to hopefully have something to do that was of interest and part of their onboard remit. So I think we've had quite a few of the schools successfully running that, and we're going to carry it on. As it is at the moment, the blended learning is exactly that. It's meant to be a combination of online tuition, usually done in a one-to-one, but there are some of the training providers offering some group sessions as well. So that's been quite successful, with the practical workshops supposedly being taken in classrooms. We have given a temporary provision for the schools to be able to do that in a virtual environment so that they can still complete the assessments for the students. So that's something we'll carry on for the short term, but obviously long term we will continue blended learning as an approved medium for the training, but we would expect there to be the workshop and practical assessments completed following the advanced training. We've also launched the IAMI PERSA program, so that's something we've got three training schools now offering, and most of that is done in a virtual environment, with the exams done obviously as it is at the moment with MCA. We're happy to do the same. We do a virtual exam or on a face-to-face platform. So I think in general, the schools are beginning to start getting back. I know some of them have already started some on-board training with the safety measures in place that have been followed through from the yacht's safety precautions and safety measures. So I think slowly things are beginning to start picking up, certainly from the training provider's point of view. There are still quite a few that are just starting to advertise and get out there, like Cathy has said, more locally. I think not being able to get trainers in situ has been the biggest problem. So even if we've got crew on site wanting training, to fly trainers over isn't always that easy. So I think that's slowly starting to happen. But I think in general, I agree with Anna. I think the small silver lining is that we've created now platforms going forward that can perhaps support the more modern day training. And I think this is a good thing. And I'm very much in support of that. So, yeah.
Brilliant. Thanks, Cherry. I think it's really lovely to hear that you guys, were thinking about those crew who were stuck on boats earlier on and giving them some training that they could do, obviously. But it's great to also see that some sort of, the practical learning is obviously really important aspect too. So some of that's been able to go ahead. So thank you for that update. Brilliant. So I'll hand over to you, John. So John's from Blue Water Training. So John, what updates do you have from Blue Water?
Thanks, Stacey. Well, we've been open in on team for about a month. So we're running basic safety training, refresher training. We can run helm and we could do any of the medical classes. We're looking at putting up the full program as normal, starting at the beginning of September. I think we've got a basic training last week of August, and then we're back into the normal program from then on. Palmer is still closed because it was more problematic getting people. The lockdown there was more severe, and it's a bit more problematic getting people in there. So Palmer will open in September as well. Fort Lauderdale has been open for about 2 months, and they're running already a full set of courses. So we're getting back. I think I'd like to agree with what Lars said actually about the effect of all this. It's been a horrible experience to suddenly find your main revenue earner in your busiest month suddenly ceases and all your revenue falls off a cliff. It's been quite stressful, but it's not all been bad, because it has helped us to refocus. Since the beginning of lockdown, we basically constructed an online PDSD and PSA course from scratch, and we've managed. It's now sitting with the MCA for approval, but we're going to be launching that soon. We've got our own learning management system up and online, and we'll be selling the online products through Yacht Shop, and that's actually been very positive. I've learned a huge amount about the ways and means of actually putting digital material together for learning online, and it's for me it's been very valuable, and I think we'll see the benefit of that as we go forward, because we've now got a pipeline in place to create more and more online product. Like most of the others, we haven't actually started running Zoom courses yet, but we're preparing to, because our concern, although I don't think they'll lock whole countries down again, I'm concerned that there might be a spike in the Antibe area or the Palmer area, and those places will get locked down. So we're getting Zoom courses prepared. And I think actually, once we're approved across the board to run them, we will promote Zoom courses anyway for as long as we're able to. I believe the facility will continue for as long as the COVID situation continues, and who knows, perhaps we'll be able to persuade the MCA to let us carry on. We'll see. Just a quick one aside from that, people were talking about online. Anna was talking about examinations online, and that is problematical, because you've got to be able to verify that the seafarer is who they say they are, and that there's nobody sort of around the other side of the screen giving them information. But I think all of these problems are solvable. And the IAMI subgroup, I run the restricted subgroup, I chair that, so the restricted COC subgroup, which includes yachts and tugs and workboats. And I actually suggested this at the last meeting, and after a stunned silence, the MCA didn't actually say no. So the doorway is open for us to find a solution. And then I think the MCA may well be persuaded to accept it. But first, we've got to provide a robust solution to do that. But I think the ball's in our court, and that's certainly what we're trying to do. So I think there's going to be a lot of things going forward that will change permanently. And those sort of things, I think, are the good legacy of the COVID pandemic. So that's really it from us.
Thanks, John. Yeah, I think it's definitely good to hear a lot of the silver lining stories from COVID, because I think a lot of people definitely have nightmares from the whole situation. But I think having to see, you know, a lot of obviously training providers come out the other end with a lot of positives is really good. Yeah, great to hear that you guys have continued training in Fort Lauderdale and on Teeb. We've actually been asked by a lot of crew about the STCW courses, if they're up and running. So it's great to hear that they are. And yes, I fully agree that I think, you know, I think the demand for online learning is definitely there from crew. I think the nature of, you know, the industry being so worldwide, I think online learning is it's a great opportunity. So it's great to see that, you know, COVID has brought something positive to yacht crew training, and that is sort of a push to online learning. So we've obviously gone through all our panelists today, but just to end off, I've actually got an update from some of our PYA training partners that I just wanted to quickly run through. So I've got a training from Magnum's Academy. I've got an update from the Yacht Purser and also from KDW Training. So I'm going to quickly just run through each of those updates. All three of those are obviously paying partners of the PYA, and all our panelists today are either agents of the PYA, so local agents in their region, or partners as well. So quickly, just to run through Magnum's Academy. So they're currently doing a lot of face-to-face training and coaching online. So that's bespoke and personalized courses. And those are guest interior admin and HR, guest cigar service, and seven-star service. So they've also created a series of online assessment tools for crew, butlers, and students to gain confidence in submitting CVs with current certificates to illustrate their current status in terms of knowledge and skills. They've said that this has been surprisingly successful with hundreds of participants worldwide. So you can go and have a look at their site if you want to have a look at their online self-assessment tool. They have got some programs scheduled for October in France. However, it's not 100% confirmed whether or not those are going to go ahead. So definitely keep you know, an eye on their website and social media. But they are very confident that from April 2021, their season of training will go ahead as usual. In late August and September, they've decided to bring forward the opportunity of a limited selection of guest programs on the Sunshine Coast in Queensland, Australia. So those are the guest basic food and silver service one-day program, the guest introduction to interior service three-day program, guest introduction to wine bartending and mixology, guest advanced wine appreciation module one, guest advanced service, guest advanced valet services, and guest cigar service. So you can find out more on www.magnumsacademy.com or email magnumsacademy@gmail.com directly. Moving on, the Yacht Purser. So training is still up and running with the Yacht Purser with no changes. There's an upcoming course on the 10th of August, and they're accepting enrollments at the moment, but spaces are limited. The course is perfect for anyone who needs the theoretical knowledge and practical skills required to manage vessel administration. The Yacht Purser has been working closely with IAMI and other schools to create the first ever Yacht Purser Certificate of Competency, so that's really exciting. The Yacht Purser is developing the learning objectives for the Destination Management Unit with the Purser COC. The course has been 100% online with a blended learning style, so theory, videos, group, and one-to-one calls. And they've made it into the final three of the entrepreneurship category for the A-Crew Awards. So if you can go and have a vote for them, I think they would really appreciate that. For more information, you can visit theyachtpurser.com. So that's www.theyachtpurser.com. And then just finally to end off with an update from KDW Training. So despite the implications of COVID-19 for everyone, KDW Training is going strong and has been able to launch a new branch of online training, which has proved very popular with crew. So again, we've seen another training provider providing a little bit more online training. So at the moment, they're offering the following online courses. So the iArmy Guest Admin and HR course, and then the iArmy Guest Cigar course. So all of these sessions are one-to-one. So all the students get plenty of individual attention. And they're also offering online training after hours and over weekends for students who are currently working. They're also available for onboard training, and shoreside training courses are available in conjunction with their training partner, ITA, and they have ADB service courses scheduled in Nanty for later in the year. So, yeah, you can run over to their website if you want to get a full update on them. So, those are just a couple of updates from our training partners. I'm just looking over in the chat to see if any questions have come through, but I don't think we have received any questions from the chat. So, I don't think we've got anything really to end off with. I don't know if anybody within the panel has got any last thoughts or questions for any of the other training providers before we end off. No, all silence. Well, our updates were obviously really comprehensive, but we got no questions. So that's always not a bad thing. But yeah, I think it's really good to see that a lot of training has moved online. And then a lot more, obviously, in person and on campus training is scheduled for, is ongoing right now, but obviously a lot scheduled for August and beyond. So that's really great to hear. Brilliant. Okay, so I think we're ending a little earlier than expected, but I think everyone will probably appreciate a few more minutes back in their day. So thank you everyone for joining us, and thank you to all the panelists for joining us. I think, it's really great to hear all the training is commencing again. And feel free, anybody who's joined us, if you have any questions for the panelists, feel free to email the PYA directly for any questions. So that that would be info@pya.org, and we can direct the questions to the panelists. Brilliant. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone. Bye.
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 Bye.